This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
That's the future of our museum, is to have some really good shows of top-notch artists, but have shows that try to involve as many people in the community as you can, because that's what we should be reflecting, is the local community. My name is Ernie Wasson, and I'm board president of the Siskiyou Arts Museum down in Dunsmuir. Well, it's in downtown Dunsmuir, which of course is only like 3 blocks long. And we always tell people it's 2 doors from the hardware store, because the hardware store is kind of the heart and soul of the town. And it has 3 rooms. One room's the gift shop, and then there's 2 different galleries. One's a larger gallery on the street side, and one's a smaller gallery in the back. And the one in the back, the back gallery, is more oriented toward educational programs. And the front gallery is usually features 2, maybe 3 artists, and then once in a while a group show. So in the past, we've had a Dunsmuir Collect show, which featured different collections, personal collections of people in the community. And we've also had a Scenes of Siskiyou County, where people, different artists, had photography and paintings and other type of artwork. And every late fall, we have a member show. So people who join and become supporting members of the Siskiyou Arts Museum can show some of their art in the big gallery. We've had a lot of different classes. We've had the art of pruning, which is a different thing. We've also had the art of pie making, which is very tasteful art. Then we've had classes, children's art classes, and drawing. We've had classes drawing Japanese alphabet and calligraphy. And we've had some making beads and necklaces classes, and we've had poetry readings, but only poetry that the people themselves write. So local poetry, which has been one of my favorite events at the museum. There's been a lot of different experiences at Siskiyou Arts Museum, but I think of the one that just comes off the top of my head is at the art show opening for the children's art. There was a little group of, they were like 4th or 5th grade, and they had all dressed up because their art was there, and they had all dressed up, and they were there like little artists there, and going around looking at the art and talking about the art and pointing out their art to everyone. And I just thought it was really cute, and it was really, you know, art was coming alive for them. And it was, and their parents were quite proud too. So it was fun to stand back and watch that, and hopefully art will be an important part of their lives. The mission is just to support the arts, and it could be poetry, it could be wall art, it could be 3D art, it could be necklaces. I mean, jewelry and gift cards are 2 huge areas of sales in our gift shop, along with the wall art and the other events. And then we host sometimes there's local plays, and we try to get one of their versions at the museum. We don't have a lot of room, but we do have some room. And we just open to anything arts related.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard about Siskiyou Arts Museum, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.